Yeah, I think missed opportunities. You know, had some chances to make plays. You know, want to obviously stay on the field, convert some more third downs. You know, so there were some good takeaways. You know, it was a good learning opportunity. But, I mean, we watched it, make corrections, and, you know, we've moved on now to Miami.
How do you handle that with your receivers when they are dropping the ball and stuff like that? Do you feel like you have to kind of get after them, or do you have to sort of coddle them a little bit and say, hey, look at the next one?
Yeah, you know, all those guys are awesome. They're unbelievable football players, and they're good people. You know, so they take a responsibility and great pride in making plays. So, I mean, they're not yelling at me when I throw a ball 5 yards over their head out of bounds. You know, so I'm not going to do the same thing to them when they drop a pass. You know, it's things that we expect from each other, and when it doesn't go the way it's supposed to, we know. You know, there was a mistake made, and it needs to be fixed and corrected. So those things, you know, were addressed, and we're going to continue to work at it.
Did you guys go in with a script? And if so, were you comfortable with how the script went?
Yeah. Well, you know, we always go in with, you know, the first however so many plays scripted. You know, and I thought it was a good plan. It was awesome. You know, we wanted to attack them in certain areas, and, you know, I think, you know, we were able to, you know, kind of do that a little bit. We just, you know, I thought we ran the ball really well. I thought the offensive line and backs played really good. You know, we just had some errors in the passing game, you know, that I think kind of continued to shoot ourselves in the foot, whether it be a drop or a missed throw or whatever. So we got to try and eliminate those.
In the interior pass rush, Sue, do you envision yourself having to throw a little bit more on the run this week?
You know, he's definitely a guy you gotta plan for. I mean, they're a good defense. They got a really good front four, and everybody that they have there. But I mean, I think we're gonna stick to our plan. You know, we got guys up front that we're confident in that can get the job done, and we're gonna, you know, stay true to who we are and what we do.
Dustin, you felt like the offense and maybe you two didn't respond well after the interception, didn't bounce back as quickly. Why do you think that is?
You know, I think, you know, Gus is big on that. He's always preaching, you know, how you respond to adversity. You know, when it comes to, and what you do after that, you know, and I thought it felt like guys were there. They wanted to make plays. They wanted opportunities. They want the ball in their hands. And we just missed out on them, you know, whether it be a drop or a missed throw or whatever. You know, we didn't kind of capture the moment and didn't get the chance to overcome that adversity.
He also said that, he felt like you guys played cautiously. You feel like that and you want to be more aggressive, take more shots down the
right.
field?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't know, remember a game really coming out where I didn't say, man, I wish we would have thrown the ball downfield more. I think as a quarterback, you always want to do that. But I think so. I think, you know, as a unit, you know, we want to be more aggressive, you know, kind of make more of a statement of who we are and our aggression.
Blake, can you talk a little bit about the difficulty of play calling? And if you've been given an opportunity in high school or college to kind of run the offense and call, how difficult is it?
Yeah, I think it's unbelievably hard. You know, I know for me it'd be a lot of all goes. Would probably be the easiest call, and then you can do a lot of things off that. So that'd be my offense. But, you know, I think Ole's unbelievable. I think the plan and the preparation throughout the week that he puts together is perfect. You know, it allows us to kind of exploit, you know, what we think our mismatches are and you know, how we can get into certain areas. But, I mean, I couldn't imagine calling a game. You know, I think that's it's a difficult task for sure.
What is your reaction when you hear fans get on play calling? Because it's a very common lament after a loss.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's like, I don't know. I think it's like a kindergartner saying something to a kid in college.
Is it hard to appreciate how hard it is?
Yeah. I think it's something that is unbelievably hard to appreciate. I mean, guys don't. You know, you talk about it all the time, you know, coaches in the stands. I think that's at any sport at any level. It's going to happen. There's stuff like that. But, you know, knowing Ole and knowing what he goes through on a week and how much he prepares, you know, he's got us ready and a perfect plan each week.
Like, there was a sense at like 4:15 outside this building of, oh, my goodness, we didn't expect to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any kind of that sense of watching the film back, like, after the preseason, after everything like that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we didn't expect it either. Every time we step on the field, you know, especially as an offense, especially as the preseason and camp that we had, you know, we expect to go out and execute and put drives together and stay on the field and score points. That's what we expect of ourselves, and anything less than that, you know, is a letdown. You know, so obviously we didn't get that accomplished, you know, and you know, I said it was just little things, you know, it was missed opportunities not taken advantage of. But we're working on it, and we're going to be better.
But not enough, oh my goodness, to bail on the plan.
Yeah, no, not at all. You know, everybody trusts the plan, the process, and believes in it 100%. You know, so it was never a time of, you know, guys on the sidelines like, oh no, here we go again. You know, it was, let's, I can't wait for the defense to stop them and us to get back on the field and a chance to make a play.
When you watched the pick six again, was there something that stood out to you, or was it pretty much what you thought on Sunday afternoon?
Yeah, it was the same. Guy made a good play and jumped the route and, shouldn't have thrown it, obviously. But, I think it's just something you do and you learn from and you try to never do again.
What kind of strides did the line make? It seemed like, for the most part, you had good protection until Luke went down.
Yeah.
How'd you feel like it was?
Yeah, I thought they did a really good job. I thought mentally guys were unbelievable. I mean, they didn't bring anything at us that we didn't pick up or weren't in the right spots to protect. So I thought they were awesome there. I think we just got to continue to grow, continue to study, because it was a really good week of preparation. And, talking to some of those guys, I was the most prepared for a football game they've ever been. So we got to continue that and make sure that, carries over week to week.
Is there a sense of Sunday can't get here fast enough to try to get over that
right.
kind of a game, that
yeah.
second half?
Yeah, I think for a lot of guys, I know for me, I have a little bit of that feeling. I can't, Gus talks about when adversity or when something strikes that doesn't go your way, you got to have the mindset of wait till you see what I do next time. So I think as a team and definitely as an offense, we have that, with kind of a lackluster performance. We want to get out there and show that wasn't who we are and be better. So I think definitely there's a little bit of sense of that, but we got to, stay true to who we are and go through the process and preparation just like we did last week.